No, we call them
turkeys.
Okay. Turkeys.
And what do you put the food in for a hog?
In a trough.
Okay, and if you had two of them, you'd say there are two hogs?
Troughs.
Okay, and the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned, you say the calf began to...
you can say suck a noise.
Okay,
and
but...
I got hungry.
Okay, when he can't get to his mother, though, what noise does he make?
He make a curious noise.
Okay, what do you call that? Listen to that calf.
Okay, lowing for his mother.
He's what?
Lowing for his mother.
Okay. And is it the same with the noise that it's made is the same? A cow and a calf make the same noise? They both low?
Yeah, some go. Each one know his mind. The cow knows his little calf.
Okay. What about bawl or bleat or bellow? Would you use those to do it?
Well, I have heard them say, listen to that cow bellowing. She's bellowing for a calf.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you've got horses and mules and cows and all of them, they're getting hungry, you might say you have to go out and
feed them.
Okay. And what about if there's chickens? What would you say? The same?
I'm feeding my chickens.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting.
And the place where hens and chickens and so forth live is a what?
It's called the hen house.
Okay, what if it's just a little bitty place for the little chickens to run and get out of the rain?
It's called the little
brooder.
Brooder.
Okay. And what if it were just pieces of wood stacked up so that they couldn't get out? They're out in the chicken?
Yeah.
Chicken house. Mm-hmm.
If it's not quite big enough to be a house, very temporary little thing.
Coop.
How's that?
Coop.
Okay.
Chicken coop.
You forgot about that?
Yeah. I ain't had it down so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you keep chickens here?
Yeah, but they don't roost in the hen house. They just roost in trees.
Huh. Okay. And if it's time to feed the stock and do all the chores, you might say, well, it's
time to feed up.
Okay, and what do you call it? Some kind of time? Feeding time?
Feeding
potty time?
Time?
Chore time?
Yeah, it's chore and time to feed up now.
Okay, and what about if the cows are way out in the pasture and you're trying to call them in? What sound do you make to call them?
Well, I can go out there now and call my
thing.
Call
now
down.
So I can put it on the table.
Yeah.
Show me how you do it.
I said, whoop!
Okay.
They come.
Okay, what about to calves? Is it the same as their
little?
Yeah,
they come too.
The same.
They follow the mother.
Okay, what about the call for mules? Was that different?
Well, I never have had to call the mules, but always kept them so I get to them. That's right.
Okay, what about a horse?
Well, nah.
You ever heard people call horses?
Well, nah. I had one horse and I never had to call him, but I kept him with a mule.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and to start a horse or get him to go on, what would you say? If he's standing still, you're just starting.
I see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about if he's going, but you want him to go faster?
Hit him.
Okay, was there anything you'd say when you hit him?
Come on.
Come on.
Okay. Okay.
Come on.
And what about to stop him?
Well, I say, hold. Hold.
Okay, what about the call to pigs when you're getting ready to feed them?
Well, I just go out there, you know, and if they ain't out there where I feed them, I can rattle the bucket sometimes. They hear it, they come and don't. I say, whoop, whoop.
Okay, same sound there.
That's right.
Okay, if you want to get the horses or the mules ready to go somewhere and you've got to go put the stuff on them, you got to say, I want to go
to catch my mule or catch my horse.
Okay, but after you catch them, you got to put the